My peace. My peace. I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. If you don't have the peace of God, you gonna say things you ain't got no business saying. Sometimes you gonna even like trouble when you shouldn't like trouble. Your aim ought to be, hey, I always want to do what God asked me to do. In this situation, I want to make peace. I know people. And if they come into a place where neither one want to give up, neither one want to surrender or go to God and ask God, say, Lord, say, we in a battle here. And neither one of us want to give up. We want to keep arguing. We want to keep fussing. Who want to do that? I mean, and at the end of the day, who win? The devil. So you want to make peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God. Do you have the peace of God tonight? The peace of God. Save you a lot of heartaches and pain and trouble if you just get the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Say, keep your heart in your mind through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's share. Keep your heart in your mind. Paul said, let this mind be in you, who is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, but though it robbed him not to be evil of God, but took up on him the form of a servant and became obedient even unto death. Wherefore God highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Things in heaven, things in earth, and things beneath the earth. We come to a point, we come to a time, man, we can't play anymore. We can't just look for excuse to not to do what God asked us to do. God said, if you want us to walk that way, talk that way, and live that way, God name us light and to walk in the light. God said the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. God asked us to man, say, you forgive, even I have forgiven you. You have a whole lot more peace if you let it go. You determine in your heart. My relationship with God is more important than have a fuss and a fight. And to do this or say that. So I walk in love. I walk in love. One last. This is Romans 4:8. Thought I was through it in your teeth. Hallelujah. Romans 14:8. I said the wrong one. 14 and 8. Hallelujah. For whether we live, we live unto the Lord. For whether we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. We are the Lord. We are created. We are new creatures. We are new creatures. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. That's all I have, Bishop.
And we said, praise the Lord.